give him that ditty bop. Like, take that, take that, take that, take that. Perfection is a toxic desire. We are not supposed to be perfect. The challenge is not to be perfect, it's to be whole. Jane Fonda. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the SU2G podcast. That's right, Step Up to Greatness podcast with me, your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. This is a place to get your tips, tricks, inspiration, stories, motivation, ideas, all geared at moving you forward towards a life of greatness. These episodes are dropping every Thursday, or as many Thursdays as I can. I am not perfect in getting the podcast out, that is for sure. But we are nearing the end of 2020, and we have over 500 minutes of content out, quickly approaching 600 before the year is over. Today, we're going to talk about perfection versus happiness, and how trying to be perfect gets in the way of our happiness. Are you someone that tries to be perfect at things? I myself, I'm pretty laid back when it comes to things. I let things generally roll off my back. I don't expect things to be perfect, but I do expect things to be okay, because the worst day I've experienced, I've survived it. And I'll survive other bad days, hopefully. But trying to be perfect, it's just not in my wheelhouse. Even when I'm shooting hoops and trying to make all my free throws or three-pointers, I know I'm not going to make every single one. I'm happy with the more I make, but I don't expect to shoot 100%. Perfectionists refuse to accept any results short of perfection. These people are often high achievers. Just as often, they are not. The urge to be perfect can be a huge disadvantage for people. Most perfectionists are anything but happy. When your standards are unreasonably high, you're unlikely to have many moments in your life when you're satisfied and content. It's usually the opposite. Perfectionists actually often admit that they are stressed, worried, and exhausted. It's not easy to trying to be perfect all the time. Now we're going to go over some ways that perfection and happiness don't fit well together. First, the need for perfection guarantees failure. The need for perfection is a losing game. If you're trying to be perfect, it can never be attained. So by choosing perfection, you've chosen to fail. Happiness is more challenging to achieve when you're failing at everything you do. So right there out the gate, the need for perfection is going to guarantee you failure. Sure, you might get some things perfect, but by focusing on perfection, you're moving into our second point here, and that's perfection creates anxiety. When you feel the need to be perfect, you're bound to be anxious too. There's only one way to be perfect, and that's getting everything perfect. Everything else is less than perfect. And you're just going to set yourself up for worrying all the time, when perfection is the only acceptable result. Now, here's a big one, and that's a lot of people talk about progress over perfection. I actually did a video on this on my YouTube channel, Step Up to Greatness, having a perfect message. And perfection is actually the enemy of progress. Perfection gets in the way of making meaningful progress. A lot of times, people, if you're trying to be perfect and something slips up, they just stop and don't try to continue because it wasn't perfect. I myself, when I made my perfection video, I probably stopped and re-recorded it several times when I would slip up on a word or forgot what I was saying. And it was frustrating. So I couldn't imagine actually being a perfectionist. Because perfection is tedious and slow. When you aren't making progress in your life, you're not going to be happy. So instead of aiming for perfection, just aim for little gains, because little gains add up to a lot. Perfection forces you to use your time inappropriately. When you try to be perfect, you spend too much time on things that don't matter very much. There are plenty of things in life that require results far beneath perfection. So avoid spending that time to be perfect when it just doesn't make any sense. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, back to the list. Number five, perfectionists are more likely to procrastinate. Given that the drive for perfection creates anxiety and consumes a lot of time, perfectionists are more likely to procrastinate than the average person, meaning they don't want to take the risk of not getting it right, so they just don't try it at all. Much like I said in that earlier point of if they mess up right out the gate, then they just quit overall. So it might even lead to not even trying in the first place. It's not easy to get started when you know that your results have to be perfect. Next, studies have shown that perfectionism can lead to eating disorders. Do you want to have that perfect body? What does that even mean, having a perfect body? Well, for some people, the desire to have a perfect body has been shown to be a contributing factor in eating disorders. Most people don't have the right bone structure and other genetic factors to have the type of body seen on a magazine cover. That's why you often hear them talking about airbrushing. And I'm very glad that a lot of current models and celebrities usually end up speaking up against the magazine that has airbrushed them to such a dramatic effect. However, you also will have celebrities and models that go too far in trying to get that perfect body. So I guess it's a catch-22 there. Next, perfectionists notice what's wrong rather than what's right. They only recognize what's wrong. They pick up on everything that isn't perfect and rarely acknowledge what's good. They notice the flaws, and this is a hard way to live and certainly sacrifices happiness. And can you imagine being in a relationship with someone that's a perfectionist and you mess up or don't do something right? They're going to call you out for it and hold you to unreasonably high standards. And that is not fun, I gotta imagine. Perfectionists quickly forget their successes and fixate on their failures, making them unhappy with their work, home, life, and themselves. Next, it's challenging to complete anything because there's always something you could improve. Whether you're working on a project for work or building a deck on your house, it's a struggle to complete anything and move on. A perfectionist will always find a way to make it even better because they're striving for that perfection. Often, as a result, they'll have a lot of unfinished tasks hanging over their head, which is stressful and dissatisfying. Instead of making that deck just fitting for the events that they want to have, or just making it cute, or even enjoying the blemishes as character on the deck or anything like that, it's going to just drive them nuts instead, looking for that perfect wood or how to fix it. So it's challenging for them to complete things because they're always focusing on ways to improve it. And lastly, perfectionists expect others to have equally high standards. I kind of mentioned this with the dating someone that's a perfectionist. They're hard to be around. They're often critical of others and consequently are often lonely themselves. They have relationship challenges, loneliness, and a lack of social support, which prohibits their happiness. Long story short, it's not easy being a perfectionist. While it's important to give crucial tasks the necessary attention, spending too much time and attention on something is a waste of your time and mental energy. So my advice, tame your tendencies that cause you to try to be perfect. These tendencies are blocking the happiness you deserve. Let some of the details go and experience a life that you truly enjoy. Again, look for progress, not perfection. And that's going to wrap up this episode of the SU2G podcast. See, that wasn't a perfect closing there, but I'm leaving it. And I'm leaving you with the same thought I always do. Even if things aren't perfect, even if you mess up, even if you fall, get back up, keep moving forward, and step up not to perfection, but to greatness. Peace.